The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor van Vuren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream for the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram, and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, "Let him that receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support." Trevor van Vuren Ministries now has Yoko as a payment portal for safe and secure transactions, both for national and international givers. So if you'd like to tithe into this ministry, or you'd like to sow a financial seed, head on over to our website www.thedailywitness.co.za and click on the Giving tab. All contributions that are received goes into furthering the gospel by reaching the lost and training people to live by faith.
And welcome back to the Daily Witness podcast. I'm your host, Andrew van Vuren, and today's message is called "You Are at the Finish Line." Doesn't that sound good? I know it sounds good to me. Let's get into a word of prayer. Father, Lord, we come before you in the precious, holy name of Jesus. Lord, we want to thank you for what Jesus has already done for us. And Lord, I know over the years, it has been, if I can say, hard for you to get people to see the finished work. And Lord, I'm just asking you to speak through me. So Lord, I can get this word to your people so they can benefit, Lord. I ask this in Jesus' precious, holy name. Amen. So two of the major areas in everyone's lives, it is healing and it is prosperity. Now, if you don't like the word prosperity, just hear me out. I'm not talking about wealth. I'm talking about the ability to just live. I'm talking about the ability to just survive. You know, I'm talking about the ability to live a good life. You know, when people hear the term prosperity, all of a sudden they get very unhinged. You know, but I'm talking about the ability to just live. You know, the Bible says in John 10:10 that Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And that abundant life doesn't just start after we go to heaven. It starts here on earth. If Jesus came that we may have the abundant life, well, then he came that we might have the abundant life, both here on earth and in heaven. Praise God. So that's what I'm talking about when I say prosperity. I'm talking about having a prosperous life. And these two areas don't just affect the Christian. They affect the rest of the world. Everyone wants to be healthy. Everyone wants to come to a place where they can just live, you know. And the great news is, if you've got Jesus, you can both live in divine health and you can live in prosperity. And many people do believe that. They do believe that you can get healed supernaturally. And they do believe that Jesus can prosper you, but they don't believe it is already done. Now, I know there's a lot of people that do believe that healing has passed away. There's a lot of people that do believe that God wants you poor, that God wants you humble. And they think that being humble and being poor is the same thing, and it's really not. But I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about Bible. So for those that do believe that Jesus can heal, for those that do believe that God wants you to live a decent life financially, they don't know how to access it. You know, they see it in the Word, and they just don't know what to do. And it doesn't help that there's a lot of performance-based teachings out there. You know, you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to do that, you mustn't be sinning, you must be doing this and all that. And when they hear stuff like that, they try all these things, but they are never, if I can say, at rest. And their faith is never really working. And they really believe that all what they're doing is helping their cause and it's pushing them toward the finish mark. But the truth is, we're already there. We are already at the finish line. And this always comes back to what Jesus has already done for us. Many people have read what Jesus has done for us. They've heard stories. They've maybe seen pictures of him hanging on the cross. And they think that that was irrelevant comparing to what they are going through today. But it's not. When you go back to the cross, if you understand what happened there, you know, I do believe that everyone on the face of the earth has a holy calling. I believe that everyone on the face of the earth has been graced to do something. There's just certain gifts in everyone to prosper you. You know, and I believe those gifts not only will prosper you and you will live a good life, etc., but they're also going to be a blessing to others. When you put out a great product or great service that is inspired by the Holy Ghost, other people benefit, you know. And Jesus's calling was to come down and take our sin. His calling was to be the perfect Lamb of God. He is the perfect Passover Lamb. And the Bible says that God ordained Jesus to do this before the foundation of the world. So let me actually just read that for you. This is 1 Peter chapter 1, and I want to read verse 19 to 20, and it says, "But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." So you can see God has anointed, or should I say God had anointed Jesus to be the perfect Passover lamb before the foundation of the world. And his main objective was to come down and take our sin that we could be adopted back into God's household. And when Jesus came down here, he did exactly that. He did take our sins. I do believe that with my whole heart. He came down here plus minus 2,000 years ago, and he took our sins in his body to the cross. There's two verses of scripture, or should I say, there are two different translations that say that he took our sins to the cross, because the cross is the place where he died. The cross is the place where he went down into hell, and he paid the price for our sins. That was huge. Jesus taking our sin wasn't a side issue, okay? It wasn't a side benefit of being a Christian. It is the main benefit, okay? Because with sin out the way, we can go to the Father. We can all be sons and daughters of the Most High God, and many of us already are. And the rest of the world, no matter who they are personally, everyone has that same opportunity to become a child of God, regardless of their past. Jesus took our sin. So with Jesus taking our sin, the curse had to follow Jesus, because the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. Or you can say it like this: the wages of sin is the curse. Another scripture says sin came into the world and death by sin. So you can say it like this: sin came into the world and the curse by sin. Do you see how wherever there's sin, the curse has to follow? The curse and sin is not independent of each other. The curse is not independent of sin. Sin produces the curse. That's why wherever there's sin, the curse is going to follow. End of story. So when Jesus came down and he took our sin successfully, the curse that once belonged to us, it had to follow Jesus, because Jesus took our sin. That's why we're free from the curse. That's why the Bible says Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree." When you wake up in the mornings, that sin does not belong to you anymore, based on what Jesus has already done for you. Now, under that curse is sickness, disease, a short life here on this earth, poverty, debt, etc. And when you get a revelation of what Jesus has done for you, that he took your sin, so that curse does not belong to you anymore. Sickness and disease does not belong to you anymore. Poverty and debt does not belong to you anymore. Financial restrictions does not belong to you anymore. Your whole attitude toward it is going to change. The more you know that Jesus took your sin, the more bold you're going to become that the curse doesn't belong to you anymore. I'm going to give you an example of this. Years ago, my father had this car. And, you know, my father looked after it. And every Saturday morning, I promise you this, every Saturday morning I'd wake up and I'd wake up to the smell of filtered coffee. He'd put the coffee on early in the morning and he was downstairs polishing the car. It was a lovely car, big car. And he bought special leather treatment and he would put this ointment in the seats, in the leather seats, and he would vacuum the car every Saturday. And he really looked after it. And the time came where he upgraded. So he sold the car. And the guy that he sold the car to, this guy was very impressed with the condition of the car, because my father looks after his stuff. And he bought the car and he said, no, you know, he's going to look after it, because he saw how my father looked after it. And he got the car and we didn't know that he started racing with the car. And he would race everywhere. And my father started getting these fines. And my father got upset. And my father wrote a letter, sent it off to the traffic department, saying, hey, these fines don't belong to me. He sold the car, you know, and he sent a copy of the contract and the guy's details. And my father refused to accept those fines because the car did not belong to him anymore. So do you see how you and I, we have to be like that? We got to say, no. Poverty does not belong to me anymore. Sickness does not belong to me anymore. Jesus purchased that. Satan, you cannot come here and tell me that I'm sick. You cannot come here and tell me that I'm broke. I will not accept it. Jesus paid the price for that. And you have to become bold. But how do you become bold? You have to keep listening to teachings like this. Listen, I speak from experience and many know the story. 2024, last year, I was trying to get something I already had. I was listening to a lot of healing teachings, but they were all performance-based. And over the year, I listened to a lot of teachings and I recalled this stuff. And all those teachings kept telling me, like, I'm not healed yet. I still got lots of stuff to do. I still have to be perfect. You know, I shouldn't be sinning. I need to confess a lot. I need to praise God a lot. And everything, if I can say, was very mechanical. I don't want to use the word mechanical, but it seemed like that. It's like, you know, you got to pull this lever and then you got to push this button and then you got to turn this wheel 45 degrees left. And, you know, like, there was no rest in those teachings. And I'm listening and I'm listening and I'm listening and I'm thinking, like, why am I not feeling different? You know, this was last year now. And I'm like, where is my faith? You know, I feel like I have to earn my healing because that's what I was taught. Now, if I majored on the finished work of Jesus Christ last year, and if that's all I listened to, that it's already done. Jesus already came to the earth. Jesus already took my sin. Jesus already took my curse. Under the curse is sickness. And Jesus already took this issue. And Jesus already took that issue. And he died on the cross for me. And he paid the price for me. And it's already done. And by his stripes, he were healed. You know, I love that scripture, 1 Peter 2:24. And it says, who his own self, talking about Jesus, who his own self, bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes he were healed. It doesn't say that you got to do 101 things. It doesn't say that. I've got a lot of different translations of the Bible, and in none of my translations does it say that you have to earn your healing. In all the translations, it says the same thing. It's already done. I woke up this morning healed. Tomorrow I'm going to wake up healed. Because by his stripes, I were healed. That's past tense. If I were healed, I am healed. You know, nowhere in the Bible does it say that Jesus takes that healing back from us. And 2 Corinthians 8:9, it says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might be rich. He already done that. He already took the poverty from us. Poverty is a curse. Some people get that mixed up and they say, you know, it's a good thing. You know, you mustn't love money. Of course, we must not love money. If you got tools, you don't love your tools. You just use your tools. You got to see money for what it is. It's just a tool. We don't worship money. We don't put money on a shrine. We worship the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our Lord and Savior. But unfortunately, in this realm, we need money to survive. You know, it's like if you want to fix your car or you got like home DIY projects, you need the tools to get the job done. Doesn't mean you love the tools. You don't put your drill up on the stand and put candles around it. And, you know, you got like all these snapshots of the drill from different angles. And you got the photos all around the actual drill. You don't bow down and worship. You just use the drill. And if the drill breaks, like you open it up, check the brushes, maybe change the cable. You can also buy like a new chuck, easy. And even with the newer drills with that SDS chuck, you can change it easy. But it doesn't mean you worship it. You just use the thing. There was a job that I wanted to do. I like working with my hands. And there was a job that I wanted to do. And I wanted to change the brake pads. And I wanted to change the brake rotors. And I wanted to put on the new tie rod ends. And there was something else. I think I wanted to replace the CV boots and re-grease them and all that. And the reason why I like doing it is just how God wired me. I like working with my hands. And for me, I take great pleasure in doing something. You know, there's over time I've I've made a beautiful, back in the day now, I don't have it anymore, but I made a beautiful like wooden headboard with different types of wood. And it was very nice. And I made a desk and I made a drawer set for this desk. And then I helped make a bookshelf. And then I helped my brother make two dining room tables and another coffee table. And I find pleasure in working with my hands. I like doing things myself. And also with cars, I really enjoy it. And another reason why I like doing things on my own, like especially when it comes to cars, because in Port Elizabeth, South Africa, there's a lot of mechanics that cheat people. And I could go into great detail about that. How people either try to steal from us or they did steal from us concerning car parts, etc. But I wanted to do the job on my own, but I didn't have all the tools. When you don't have the tools, you can't get the job done. Same thing with money. We don't worship the tools. We don't worship money. But the Lord knows we need money. That's why Jesus took the curse away from us of poverty. And we have been made rich in Him. We are already rich. We are already blessed. The Bible says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and He addeth no sorrow with it. That's Proverbs 10:22. And if you look in the New Testament, in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, 14, and verse 29, Christ redeemed us from the curse. He connected us to the blessing. And it says, if we belong to Christ, we are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. That blessing belongs to us right now. It's very simple. We have the blessing. The blessing makes us rich, and the Lord will lead us into the right thing to do. It's not rocket science. Thank God it's not rocket science. But you see what I mean? It is already done. And this is why we have to keep focusing on the finished work of Jesus Christ. This is why we need to keep going back and focusing on what He did at the cross. Because when we know we're free from sin, we will know that we're free from the curse. And that covers sickness. That covers poverty, etc., etc., etc. Hope this message blessed you. And I really do hope you saw more into this. And I hope you're going to take your stand, because it is already done in Christ Jesus. God loves you. We love you. And remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
Hey, everyone. If you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.